This week on It's So Bad, we had one of the disputably best games on the Nintendo Entertainment System in Contra to the Endless List. And welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Mike.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing good.
This afternoon, whenever these people are listening to this podcast?
I'm good, always.
How long has it been since you've been on the podcast?
I can't quite recall, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time,
yeah.
My man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to have you back here,
adding
another game to the endless list of games.
Right.
Are you familiar with our endless list of games?
I am familiar with it.
So the endless list of games for everybody out there is our list of games of all games. Good games, bad games, everything in between can be your platformers, can be your, what other types of games do we have? Strategy games,
mm-hmm.
Tactics games. It could be action games, open world games, every game we add to the endless list. And we are going to add every game is the goal. To the endless list. Do you think we'll ever add every game to the endless list?
I think that's impossible.
I think that you, my friend, are just not thinking four-dimensionally.
Could be, but there's always new games, and there's just no way.
Someday we're going to invent a time machine, and that time machine will allow us to add every game to the endless list. And we'll also be immortal.
There's 10, 20 games that come out every single day.
Yeah, every day.
And if we're reviewing like 100 games in like 3 years, just not adding up.
Damn it. We haven't been doing this. We've added, so far, there's 67 games on our endless list.
Well,
it goes from Super Mario 64 all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser. Every week we add a new game to our endless list. Unfortunately, we weren't able to add one last week. Mm. We skipped a week, but we do have quite the schedule coming up where we'll have, I think, at least five or six straight weeks of adding new games. And this is the first one, Contra. And you can subscribe to this playlist on iTunes, or this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or Podbean, wherever you find your podcasts. And so, Rick, what is Contra?
Contra is a game. It's a running gun.
It's a running gun.
You just run around and mostly forward.
What's your history with this game? Did you have this game back in the day?
Yes. You know what? I think this might be one of those games. I'm sure you have many games like this in your life where I just rented it a shitload of times when I was like 5 or 6. So yeah. Instead of like buying it, like a smart person, I just rented it a shitload of times.
Well, you couldn't buy it. You were what when it came out? Like
right. So 6? I guess.
Yeah. I mean, what other run and gun games have you played besides Contra?
Super Contra.
Yes.
Contra 3.
Contra 3.
Great
the Alien
games.
Wars.
Contra Hardcore. Contra Hardcore. Recently played Blazing Chrome.
Yes.
I think we beat them. Did
you play Cuphead?
Played Cuphead. Yep. Did like it. I think it was overhyped, but people are like, oh, it's the best game ever. And it was really good, but
well, technically it's not the best game ever.
Not the best game ever.
On our endless list, it's the 24th best game.
24th, so it's up there.
Yeah.
You know what game I played that
Valfaris was recently kind of came out
to yeah, me. A lot of people talking about that game.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get into it. I did like the music.
Yeah.
I just thought the movements were really slow.
Yeah.
And it just didn't interest me a whole lot because of that.
It's more deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a Dark Souls-y, like brutal difficult game.
Yeah.
I haven't played it that much. I played it at your house, I think, for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Same here. Didn't really appeal to me that much, but maybe I'll give it another shot. Who knows?
What other running gun games out there? Did you ever play Gunstar Heroes?
Did we? Is that PS2?
No, it's a Genesis game.
Genesis. I don't think I played that. No.
Yeah.
No. N64, the very obscure game. Oh, it's like you're like a little like a ninja, and you're a girl. It's a 2D I don't know if you'd even call it a run and gun.
N64 game?
Yeah, very obscure game, but it came out in the early N64. I loved it.
Mystical Ninja?
Yeah, I think that might be it. Yeah.
That's not a girl. You're not a girl.
No, that's not it. What the hell was that name of that game?
Goemon?
Nope. And it was made by a very obscure developer, too. Hmm. The sprite was like very artistic. I mean, I can picture it. Just hard to describe. It kind of looked like a clown.
Mischief Makers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You was
it was
game?
It was it Mischief Maker 64?
Yeah.
Was that the official name? Yeah.
No, it was just Mischief Maker. I think that's like the only 2D.
It was. It was definitely the first one on because N64. Everyone's like fucking 3D or go home. You know.
Oh, you had that game back in the day?
Didn't have it. Rented it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I should get that game. That game's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it was good though. Who made it? Obscure, right?
Obscure? Yeah, it is an obscure game. Mischief Makers. Let's see here. Made by.
No, the developer was obscure too, at least for the time.
Treasure.
Ah.
They made Gunstar Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow. That is weird.
I mean, they make those types of games, so they made them for multiple platforms. Mm. But yeah. But back to Contra. So, made by Konami, published by Konami. We were mentioning we just played the game.
We did.
We've played it a million times.
We've played it a lot.
We've played that game a lot.
It's a chill game.
It's a chill game. It's not really that chill.
I mean, it gets you into it.
Right. We just beat it and we watched the credits roll and yep. Umi-chan was the director.
Right.
Remember how I was telling you that, people back in the day in Japan, when they made games, they had their names changed so that they didn't get poached by their companies.
Yeah.
It's not Umi-chan. It's actually Shigeharu Umezaki was the director of the game, along with Shinji Kitamoto, who's the S, Kitamoto, at the other end.
Okay.
So they changed their name like I was telling you about for this. It originally came out in 1988 for the NES, came out in the arcades in 1987. Arcade version is pretty terrible.
Yeah, definitely not as good.
It's not as fun. It's like slow. It has like slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it difficult to play because when there's too many bullets on the screen, everything really gets slow.
On the arcade version?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably one of the few arcade versions back then that weren't superior to the console version. Like
right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2 versus the arcade
right.
game. The arcade game was way better. Way better.
Yeah.
And it's odd because they were both made by Konami.
Right.
And yeah, it was really bad, the arcade version. But...
Yeah, sometimes that happened. I can't think of off the top of my head other games that were better on the NES versus the arcade. Like,
no, there's a bunch.
There are a bunch, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. But this is definitely one of them. The arcade version is like hard as balls, a quarter eater. You just keep putting in quarters and you keep playing it. They had this game actually for a long time at Replayed in Brighton, Massachusetts, in the used game store there. They had it just chilling. You could go in and play it.
The arcade cabinet?
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's cool. That place still in business?
It is.
Good.
If anybody's out there listening, Replayed in Brighton is pretty good. They have a very good selection, and they have pretty decent prices, especially for being in the city, which is weird. Other games that came out in 1987 and 88, Zelda 2, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, which was fucking terrible, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Mega Man, and this game was like after that, so it was like... when Mega Man 2 was coming out, was when Contra was coming out. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty great game for that time period.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's up there. You got to put it in the top 10 in the NES era, if not top 5.
Right. I mean,
definitely top 10, maybe top 5.
I don't know.
Okay, top 5. Zelda, Mario. Can't put Mario 2, Mario 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't put Zelda 2.
No.
So, Castlevania?
Castlevania 3.
Yeah.
It's good.
Then what?
To Super Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I love that game.
Yeah, but talking about majority here.
I don't know. This is a discussion, though. Definitely.
So you put it at 6 or 7 out of the entire NES library.
What about
library.
Metroid?
Okay, yeah, you got me there.
I don't know. There's Mega Man 2 I'd put above it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How many more hours have you put into Contra 1 versus Mega Man 2?
Oh, I put way more hours into Mega Man 2 because it takes it takes way more time to beat that, and I've beaten that game a couple times.
Okay, even still. And unless you said you beat Mega Man 2 10 plus more times.
Nah, I've beaten it probably
three times. We together have played Contra 1 more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it does take, like, so this game takes about 30 minutes to beat. We, like, not even 30 minutes, we were playing it. Which is also a kind of a knock against it, but we can get to that. You can play this game now. It's out on Switch, PS4, Xbox One. You bought that Contra Anniversary Collection, right?
I did.
Has a
you can play Contra on anything. Is it on the phone? Might be.
Maybe. I don't know, though. Because Konami's weird, because they're a bad company these days.
Yeah, but they're pushing more towards the... you know what? Castlevania Symphony of the Night just came out on mobile.
That's true. I just said that. That's crazy.
Is that
crazy.
Just iOS or is that Android too?
I don't know, but it's like $5 too.
Yeah, that is nuts.
That game's on a phone.
But not for nothing. Who the fuck would want to play that game on the phone?
There are people out there that are going to play that game on a phone.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Well, this game, so around this time, Konami didn't make these types of games. They made games like Piccadilly Circus and Circus Charlie and Scramble and Super Cobra. They didn't make like run and gun games because this was like a new thing for the time period. They started development on this game in 1983. In 1984, around there. The years we were born. And then it came out 5 years later. Or 4 years later. Nice. So before Contra and for the NES, though, there was games that came out for the NES from Konami were Gradius, the original Castlevania, Double Dribble, The Goonies 2.
Those are all great games, though.
Did you ever play Russian Attack?
Don't think I played that.
Yeah.
That's awesome that they had a game called Russian Attack.
Rush and Attack.
Oh, okay.
But it is implied that it's Russian Attack. That's the implication.
A play on words.
The implication. They also made the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was a terrible good game.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's really... Did you ever beat that game?
I did beat it when I was older. When I was older. But when I was a kid, I would die all the time. That game was impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, four lives.
So Konami was kind of infamous back in the day when they were around the time period where they were making this game because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did not come out as a Konami game. It came out as an Ultra game. And Ultra was...
Wasn't Ultra rare?
No, Ultra was Konami.
The Ultra was rare.
No, so Ultra was...
You sure about that?
Yes. I am 100% sure. The reason why they...
I need you to fact check that.
The reason why they were Ultra was because Nintendo had publishing restrictions. You could only put out a certain number of games per year per company. So they made a separate publishing label called Ultra.
Thank God for Nintendo.
Right.
What you just said there, that's what brought the video game industry back to life.
Right.
They didn't want any junk.
Right. But they got junk.
Got some junk, but for the most part.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was pretty...
I mean, compared to Atari. Come on, E.T.
Right. I have an Atari hooked up in the room next door. We should try that.
Do you have E.T.?
I don't. I should get it. We should add that to the endless list at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the ultimate bad game. So this game, do you know anything about the story behind this game?
A little bit. You're two jacked dudes, bunch of killing aliens, and then you blow up the island. And you fly off in a chopper.
Absolutely. That's what it is. So this game actually, so weirdly, in Japan it's known as Gryzor. Gryzor. I don't know why they changed it to Contra here, but in Europe it's known as Probotector. And you play as robots.
What does Contra mean?
Like against? Or something like that?
It's a badass word.
Yes. It's only badass because two buff dudes on the cover art who just happen to be Arnold and what's his name? Sylvester Stallone. On the cover art, it's literally them with their faces changed.
True, true.
But yeah, so Japanese version, get this, right? It's called Gryzor. They have an actual story in the game. So there are cutscenes in the Japanese version that tell the story, like Ninja Gaiden. Like
Ninja Gaiden.
Yes. And it's set in the distant future, year 2633. The Red Falcon organization have set up a base in New Zealand to launch their operations, and they want to destroy humanity. Because they're really aliens. They're under the control of aliens. Hmm. Bill Reiser, Mad Dog, Lance Bean, Scorpion. That's what their codenames are. Bill Reiser's Mad Dog.
Hmm.
Lance Bean is Scorpion. They're from the Earth Marine Corps Contra Unit. And they are sent to destroy the Red Falcon organization.
Okay, well that's where they get the Contra name from.
Yeah, and they want to uncover the nefarious alien plot.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there's weird things that happen when they brought it over to the United States. They changed the settings from New Zealand to the Amazon in the U.S. version. And, there's just no story in the U.S. version unless you read the instruction manual.
I can't believe in this day and age. Like, you know how they brought over, like, Earthbound Beginnings, you know, and bunch of other crap obscure like that. Games. I can't believe that they have not brought over the cutscenes. No.
But you can play it. If you have the anniversary edition, you can play the Japanese version that has
the cutscenes. But it's in Japanese, right?
Yeah, but there's no, like, real text.
I can't believe... They should have, like, Americanized that.
The reason why I think there was, like, they have different cartridges that look that are, like, sized differently, and they couldn't fit the chip on, I don't believe, for the U.S. version.
Hmm. Someone should take the Contra game, right? Like, we just played it. They should take those cutscenes from the Japanese version, like you just stated.
Right.
And they should make live cutscenes, like from Resident Evil, for the cutscenes. And just be like, dude, this is Contra 1 with live cutscenes, $15. And I can't even imagine how many people would buy that. Because I would buy that.
Yeah, there would be people that buy that.
So they should do that.
What do you like about the gameplay with this?
It's fast. I like it. It's fast.
You have the different weapons, the spread.
I do.
You got the machine gun, the fire.
I do like the spread, but I also laser. I like the challenge of having the one bullet, because I'm pretty sure that the hit power is, it's a little different, but it's not like that much different.
Right.
You know? I like that. So the speed, the guns. Jumping, you just gotta stay alert because you can just be walking and boom,
it's twitchy.
Next frame, guy's right in front of you.
It's very twitchy.
I like that.
Have you ever tried to beat this game without the Contra code?
I have, many times.
Have you beaten it without the Contra
code? I can't say I have. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's people out there that have, but a very, very small percentage of people have beaten this game without the code.
I would say that this game is interesting because I think if this game did not have that Contra code, then it would not be as well regarded as it is today, because people would never get as far as they did and never enjoy the entire game.
The thing about that is back in, like, you said it came out in 87?
Yeah, or 88.
Okay, yeah. This is pre-internet. I'm pretty sure on 87, 88.
But you still you knew about the Contra code back then.
Back then, 87? I don't know about that. Definitely early 90s.
Did you know about it when you were playing it back in the day? Did you use it?
I want to say I did. I mean, probably in the early 90s, though. I don't think it was like in like 87 or 88.
So
definitely not, actually, because I was only like 5. So
I didn't really play Contra back in the day when it originally came out. I only really picked it up when I started, like, recollecting all the games, mm-hmm. In like the 2000s. But I did have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, which has the same Contra code in it, and it gives you a level select and a lives. You can change the amount of lives you have, and that's how I knew about the Contra code from then on. And that was in like 1991, I would say. 1992. Did you know the guy who created the Contra code died this week?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Was he Japanese?
Yes. He also did not create it originally for, and what like we were talking about, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 had the Contra code in it. So most a lot of Konami games did, because they used it for testing for like QA. But so it did not originate with Contra. It originated with Gradius.
Gradius. Okay, yeah.
But yeah,
Konami code, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of now a lot of websites do.
How many games use that code?
A lot.
How many?
I don't know. A lot.
I always hear of it as referenced as the Konami code, but right. I'm like, okay, Contra. But like for me, I don't think I've used it in any game other than Contra.
Yeah, for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, it was different because it was up down left right
was that
A,
NES
B,
game?
A B select start.
That was NES?
Yeah.
Was
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3? Yeah.
Don't remember that.
The Manhattan Project?
I thought that was okay, so that was made for Super NES and NES.
Nah, so there's Turtles in Time is the SNES one.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, it's relatively obscure, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. It was like a late game. It was like one of the last games I got for the Nintendo before I got a Super Nintendo back in the day. Mm-hmm. I also got Bart versus Radioactive Man, which was a late NES game.
It is.
And terrible. Mm-hmm. All the Simpsons games on the NES are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like the Konami arcade game. Kicked ass.
Yeah, that game was great. Did you buy that game on XBLA when it came out? Because this is the only place it's come out on home.
Nah, I don't think so. You got to play that game with a couple people. Well, at least one, right?
Yeah.
But every time, if I see that game when I'm out on the cabinet version, got to play it.
Yeah, but even then, I think that like that game's like worse than all of the other beat-em-ups from the time period.
Yeah, yeah, but The Simpsons.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, man, come on.
So I mentioned also that the European versions named Probotector, they had to censor the people in Europe, so they made them into robots. So the two main characters that you play as are robots, which they continue throughout the rest of the series there.
Yeah, the Contra universe is very odd because there's Contra 1 in America, aliens, Contra 2,
Super Contra,
aliens, 3, Aliens War, and then the hardcore version on Genesis is robots. I'm like, okay.
But they're also aliens.
Oh, the robots are aliens?
Some of them are.
What?
Well, so the humans are working with aliens, and that's the Red Falcon organization. And that's what the whole deal is. But yeah, so what else? The Umezaki, who was the director, would go on to make Blades of Steel, The Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Tiny Toons Buster Bust Loose on the SNES, The Mystical Ninja on the SNES, Castlevania Legacy of Darkness on the N64.
That was terrible, but...
Wario Land Shake It.
Not bad. I mean, on the Wii?
Yeah.
Dude, we played that back in the day. Yeah, that was fucking good.
Yeah, that game was good. I have that game. Kirby's Epic Yarn as well. He made that game.
Not bad.
So
not
that, for me, but... that guy was making games up until a few years ago.
And then what? Did he die?
No, I don't know. But I don't know what he's doing now, but he was, he made games for a good long time from Nintendo all the way to fucking Wii. That's a good run. So the Contra that we're talking about would go on to spawn dozens of sequels. So we just mentioned Contra, Super Contra, Contra 3, The Alien Wars, Contra Hardcore, and then all of the shitty PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games, Shattered Soldier, Legacy of War, Hardcore Uprising, which supposedly is good, but we gave it a shot and we didn't like it.
It sucked.
I think that game is
keep,
like
keep
there's,
going.
There's like levels.
Keep going because you're gonna skip one. Keep going.
Okay, so what the fuck happened with Contra Rogue Core that just came out last year?
I don't know. It sucked though.
Did you play it?
No.
It looked like it was terrible.
It looked terrible. I don't even want to.
Dude, there
play
was
it.
Like so it was a Contra game where your gun overheated.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
And it was a top-down twin-stick shooter.
Yeah, fuck
that's
that.
That's not a Contra game.
I hate twin-sticks. There was a game on...
I love twin-stick shooters, but...
Did you ever play Brothers?
No.
Yeah, that's a twin-stick. Wasn't for me. But you totally skipped over one of the Contras. That's great. And what? I think what's everyone, that? If you love Contra 1 or Super C or Contra 3 or even Hard Corps, you need to play this game. And if you haven't... You probably never heard of it. That's why you haven't done it, because otherwise I don't know what you're doing with your life. But
What is it?
It was on the Wii. And it was, I don't know if you remember, back in the Wii days, they had a thing called like WiiWare games.
Yes.
Okay. It was Contra Rebirth.
Oh, yeah. We played that a bunch of times.
That game, it was a little short.
You can't play. You can't buy it anymore.
Oh really?
No.
Oh, wow, I have it.
Yeah, I have it too.
So the only two problems with that game, I would say, is number one, a little short. And number two, considering it came out in probably 2008 versus, 1988, is the selection of guns was very limited.
Right.
But those are the two flaws. Otherwise, game kicked ass.
Yeah, they made Castlevania Rebirth and they made Gradius Rebirth as well. Mm-hmm. I have the...
Yeah, but the Contra one was
really good.
Awesome.
The Castlevania one was good too. Castlevania one was a remake of the first Game Boy game.
You know what else they made on the Wii that was Contra? That four-play one where, like, if, like, one person went to the top right and one person went to the bottom left, the screen would expand.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. It was a four-player Contra game how do I explain it? It should have been a one-player game, but they made it into four. I thought it was called Castlevania.
You're talking about a Castlevania game.
Yes, it's Castlevania for sure.
But you were said Contra before.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Castlevania.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's like...
was it Castlevania Rebirth? Or
no, was it was like Mirror of Illusion or Dissonance or something.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know which game you're talking about. So, yeah. Again,
well, we're getting off track here.
Dozens of sequels. There's Rogue Core just happened. It sucked. But... This year, or not 2019, I should say, last year, Blazing Chrome came out.
Kicked ass.
Fucking excellent Contra game.
I'm pretty sure that I heard that they were making a sequel to that.
Oh, I hope so. But Blazing Chrome came out, was excellent.
Was awesome.
And Valfaris, which some people really like. I know you might not like it, but some people, supposedly it's a very good game, hard and punishing.
I have to give it another shot.
So this game spawned a plethora of games, run and gun games. Mm-hmm. You've got your Contras, you've got your other series that are run and gun games, Cuphead, you've got your Blazing Chrome, you got your Valfaris, you've got games like Broforce would not exist without this game being what it is. So yeah, where does it go on our endless list? So the way I look at this list, which currently goes from number one, Super Mario 64, all the way down to number 67, which is Jurassic Park Trespasser, is I kind of like to pull out games that are similar or maybe from the same platform. So I think we should be starting at number 18. It's Castlevania for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
No, it's number 15.
It's not just number 15.
Yeah.
So moving Final Fantasy VI down?
Nope. Moving Final Fantasy VI up? Okay, so it would be 16.
Okay.
Hotline Miami down, everything else in front of it.
You just definitively think it should go there?
Yep. Because I'm looking...
Without even debating.
I'm looking at all these other games and... Yeah.
I think that's where I put it. One of the things that's like... Kind of the big defining feature of this game is that it's co-op. It's one of the best. It's definitely in the top five of co-op games.
Right. It's one of the first.
For Nintendo.
For one of the first big co-op games, right? What's before this?
Yeah, so that's another thing. It's like Bubble Bobble.
That actually makes it very... was this before Bubble Bobble, though?
No, Bubble Bobble came out before this.
Bubble Bobble.
So, Contra... Bubble Bubble we talked about like a month ago on this podcast. So before Contra, you had things that I found. You had Life Force, which was the sequel to Gradius. Mm-hmm. You had Gauntlet, which was not that great of a game, but
good co-op game, but not like Contra.
Bubble Bobble.
That was a good co-op game.
Yeah, that's a great co-op game. I would say it's probably a top five co-op game.
I still like Contra better.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think so too. So, yeah, I mean, there's not many co-op games for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
What do you mean? I would kind of disagree with that.
There's Double Dragon 2. There's Double Dragon 3. There are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 and 3. There is Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
What other co-op games?
The Mickey Mouse game.
Monster in My Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The Mickey Mouse game is like a Sonic the Hedgehog 2 situation where you kind of control Minnie, but you don't really control Minnie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But still
there's, a good game. There's not that many. There's for a system that has an 800-game library,
mm-hmm.
there's 800 games on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I would probably say there's probably less than 50 co-op games. Like actual co-op games, yeah.
What, two play at the same time? Yeah, that might be right.
Monsters in My Pocket is another game that's on our list that's on here. But yeah, so you think 15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely better than Castlevania, I think. I think it's better than No Mercy, which is a great wrestling game, but this game goes above that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more important than Hotline Miami.
Yes.
And I also think it's probably a more fun game to play than Hotline Miami. Hotline Miami is more of like a puzzly game.
It's puzzly. Love the music.
Yeah, love it. Great. I love getting through a level.
Okay, let me put it really this way. You take the music away from Contra, still going to play it a lot
because
it's awesome.
Right.
You take the music away from Hotline Miami. Ugh.
I will also say, like, Hotline Miami, I've, like, gone back to and tried to, and I've played it and I like it, but I can't just, like, on a random Friday night just put in Hotline Miami and have a really good time with a buddy.
You could.
Well, maybe I just haven't tried it. Maybe we should try some Hotline Miami.
I'm waiting for part 3.
Oh, man. Part 2 was kind of bad. It was not as good as part 1.
I wonder if part 3
will
evolve into an actual 3D
I hope not.
Version like GTA did. 1, 2, boom, 3. Here I am, you know?
Full CL
Hotline Miami. Imagine that. It could.
I don't know.
Just take the GTA 1 graphics and just, like, get that cycle going.
I do think you're right, though. I think this game should go as number 16. I think you're pretty spot on that. I think, like, once you get to Final Fantasy VI and Star Wars TIE Fighter...
you can't beat those games.
Those are, like, bigger games and more epic.
Contra is nice, though.
I would also say that Tecmo Super Bowl is probably a better game, in my opinion.
How about that? Sport game.
I think it just holds up more. I think there's more of a following for it now, even. I think it's got a bigger, like, following for that game. And I think it's also, like, it's still, like, for a sports game, it's probably the best sports game on the Nintendo.
The best?
I like it.
I would say it's the, Blades of Steel, ice hockey.
Not as good. Although those games are great.
Even baseball?
The original baseball?
Yep. That was a good sports game.
That game was terrible. MLB or baseball?
Baseball.
Do you ever play RBI or any of those games?
On NES?
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to think. So, do we want to add this as our...
Bases Loaded? Bases Loaded. That was a simulation.
Yeah.
Back then.
Do we want to add this game as our number 16 game?
I mean, I do. Do you?
I think we should do it.
Alright, okay.
We have a new number 16 game on our endless list. It's Contra. You can find the complete endless list on our Medium page. It's linked in the podcast description. You can find all 68 games now that are on our endless list. We have a lot of Nintendo games, and we will continue adding Nintendo games till we get through all 800 plus of them. But Rick, thank you so much for joining me this week on the podcast.
Yeah. That's it.
We've successfully added another game. It is it. But for the audience at home, they can always follow us on the Twitter. It's at It's So Bad Pod, or you can email us. Of course, we love your suggestions. Mm-hmm. We just did, like, 2 weeks ago, a listener suggested game, Diablo, the original Diablo.
Was that a PC game?
Yeah, a PC game, but also on PS1. But more so on the PC, known for the PC. You can email us, itssobadpod@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions or if you really hate our list, we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your feedback. In May, we're going to be doing an episode where we re-rank stuff. We did it last year. You were on that podcast.
I was, yeah.
And we're taking your comments, suggestions for our list and our ranking. So email us, itsobadpod@gmail.com. But thank you so much again, Rick, for your time. And we'll be back next week with another episode.